Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
I want to protect my kids. Every mom does. So did you know that the gas we're all using puts dangerous toxic particles in the air? And that all of us, including our kids, are breathing this cancer-causing stuff? I just learned this. That's the bad news. The good news? American ethanol makes our air cleaner and healthier because it burns clean. And the more American ethanol we use, the less nasty stuff we breathe. And that's good for all of us, especially our kids.
Visit getbiofuel.com/Colorado.
Brought to you by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Colorado Livestock Association members are cattle and sheep feeders, cow-calf producers, dairy farmers, swine operations, and industry partners. They work on behalf of their members in the regulatory and legislative arenas in Colorado. To learn more and become a member of the Colorado Livestock Association, please visit ColoradoLivestock.org.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council, proudly representing the farming and ranching families of Colorado.
And as part of an agency-wide restructure that took effect this year, the Colorado State Forest Service has filled a new position dedicated to assisting eastern Colorado with community forestry concerns. The CSFS recently named longtime forester Donna Davis as the urban and community forestry specialist who will serve eastern Colorado. Working out of offices in La Junta and Broomfield, she will serve as a resource for CSFS field offices, partners, and communities throughout the eastern half of the state, offering field support, program planning, and administration. In a statement released by Davis, she said, "From a community forestry perspective, the primary concerns for our cities and towns in eastern Colorado relate to tree planting, management, and long-term care, all in the face of drought and weather events and insect threats like emerald ash borer." Davis continued, "We'll be looking at how our existing programs can better serve these communities to ensure that they continue to benefit from having healthy trees." Prior to the position, Davis served as district forester for the CSFS La Junta office for 33 years. Davis holds certified arborist and tree risk assessment qualifications from the International Society of Arboriculture and is a 2018 Municipal Forestry Institute graduate from the Society of Municipal Arborists and is also a member of the ISA, Society of American Foresters, and Colorado Tree Coalition. Prior to serving the Colorado State Forest Service, she worked for the Oklahoma Forestry Division. She says she very much looks forward to her new role and to continue serving eastern Colorado communities. For more information about the Colorado State Forest Service, please visit csfs.colostate.edu.